Blog Talk Radio.
And a great big hello and welcome. You're listening to the Palm Springs Savant and Company radio show right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Rick Rockhill, your host, and I'm happy to be here today. We have an interesting show lined up for you. Today's topic is Diane Carroll, the consummate entertainer. We're going to be speaking with a special call-in guest today, Mr. Jeffrey Lane. We're going to give you a behind-the-scenes view of an upcoming stage performance by the award-winning entertainer Diane Carroll. Now, for those of you who may not recall her career, Diane is a consummate entertainer. She is a dynamo. She has an impressive career that spans from nightclubs, Broadway, Vegas, films, TV, you name it. She is going to be in Palm Springs this week for a one-woman show. We're going to talk about her career highlights, the impact that Ms. Carroll's had on the entertainment industry as an African-American actress and a performer. I will be giving you a few behind-the-scenes insights to her show this week in Palm Springs at the Annenberg Theater, and we'll get maybe some behind-the-scenes information from Mr. Lane, who works very closely with Ms. Carroll. But first, this is the weekend here in the Coachella Valley area of the famous Coachella Music Festival. And I thought it might be interesting to just talk about Coachella in the context of music, arts, entertainment, because this has grown to be a huge event in this area and actually nationwide. The Coachella Valley Music and Arts Festival, most people just call it Coachella or Coachella Festival. It's a three-day annual music and arts festival that's held actually down in Indio, which is the other end of the Coachella Valley from Palm Springs. And it kind of was founded for, to showcase alternative rock, hip-hop, electronic music, all kinds of things along those lines. And it really has grown to much bigger than that, but that's kind of where its roots were. This is an event that has, I think this is the 11th year of it, and they have art, large sculpture art, there's tents, there's all kinds of stuff going on. There's three stages or four stages, so maybe more, I forget now, but it's quite an event here in the desert, and it draws people from all over the country. In fact, Coachella, I believe this year, record attendance, I think I read somewhere 75,000 people bought tickets for Coachella. So that's a huge event. Now, what's interesting is Coachella has had, aside from the fact that it highlights a lot of smaller artists or, kind of underground type music, it's much, much bigger than that. It's broad. There's a lot of artists who perform over the course of the 3 days that get their break, get noticed, but it always has a headliner. Every year there's some huge artist. I'm trying to think, Susie and the Banshees back in 2002, the Red Hot Chili Peppers were here a couple years back, also Radiohead, let's see, who else? I think Madonna, Prince. I remember when Madonna was here. Paul McCartney was here. I want to say that was last year. The Cure. I mean, really a really cool lineup of artists. This year's headliner was Friday night. It was Jay-Z. And Jay-Z, what a great addition to Coachella this year. And I wish I actually had gone. I've actually never been personally because the crowds drive me nuts. But Jay-Z is really at the height of hip-hop, and he's a very talented artist. He's somebody who brings in a whole different audience at Coachella, and I'm sure it was pretty cool. In fact, my friends who were there told me that it was great. Jay-Z was on stage, and there were huge crowds there. And there's definitely a following that Jay-Z has that's broader than just hip-hop, because he is pretty mainstream in a lot of ways, although I'm sure his handlers wouldn't want to be recognized as being mainstream. But regardless, he's pretty broad in his appeal. But being at Coachella was cool for him and for the festival because, you get a lot of people to kind of hear a different type of music. And Jay-Z is a Grammy Award-winning artist. He just has a huge following. So I think that's pretty cool. There were some rumors that that his friend and rapper Dr. Dre would be on stage, but he was not there. However, his gorgeous wife, Beyonce Knowles, was there here in the Valley. She went up on stage, and I think she did a couple numbers, at least one number, with her husband, Jay-Z. So Coachella really has been, you know, going to new heights, and I think that I've just been so impressed by the lineup they had. Today, which is the last day of the event, let's see, there's a really good lineup today, but those of you listening today probably are not going to have the opportunity to check it out, but Gorillaz, Pavement, Phoenix, Spoon, Infected Mushroom, some really, you know, great things happening over there at Coachella. So I would recommend that you check it out. Go to Coachella.com. You can get some pretty cool information. There's from their site, from Coachella.com, there's a blog. There's all kinds of official news. There's webcasts happening. So if you have any interest in checking it out, no matter where in the world you live, if you're listening to this show, you can go to Coachella.com, C-O-A-C-H-E-L-L-A.com, and you can see photos have been posted from their photo gallery, all kinds of awesome, awesome stuff. And for those of you who, you know, been to things like Woodstock, I mean, this might resonate with you because you can see the tent city and all the cool things. I mean, there's a lot happening there. And sure, mostly young people, but it may reinvigorate you to check out some of the music, the emerging music trends that are out there today. So that's the inside scoop on Coachella. In fact, the Palm Springs area newspaper, the Desert Sun, if you go to mydesert.com, there is some information, some write-ups on Coachella for day by day. There's some photos there. And, you know, what's really kind of neat is you look at what people are wearing, the art that the kids are interested in. I shouldn't just say kids, but the people who are attending. What you see is a very diverse range of people who are attending Coachella. And in fact, the folks who are organizing Coachella every year, they stress that this is just, you know, more than just a music festival. And they really try to emphasize that there's art there, it's an experience. Even the idea of just the, you know, the shared experience of people being together, there's a pinball tournament, there's a roller derby rink, you know, arts and crafts. So it is a lot more than just standing around listening to music. It is very experiential, and that's important. The arts are important to people, and whether you are young or old, whether you are high income or low income or no income, music, arts, all that has an impact to affect you. It has an influence on you and your mood, and I have to say that different types of music and art are just other ways that people express themselves. So I intentionally started the show off today about Coachella because this is a genre of music that has, well, it's a wide genre of music at this, highlighted at this event. That's very different from who we're going to talk about on our show today with Diane Carroll, her performance. This is a diverse collection of music. But it doesn't mean to say that people who enjoy standards, people who enjoy Broadway, wouldn't also enjoy the types of music featured at Coachella. So clearly the experience itself is unique in that it is crowded, it's hot weather, you know, you definitely have to be a party goer to want to be in and experience all that and partake in some of the mind-loosening libations, we'll just say that, at the event. But it may not be your cup of tea to be there, but the essence of it is really broad, very universal. So I would recommend checking it out, and you may find that you may broaden your horizons. You may find that you learn something new, and there's really cool stuff that will be tomorrow's trends, tomorrow's artists. So Coachella is kind of my lead-in today about this continuing theme I've been having on my show about arts and entertainment. And in particular, about arts and entertainment, I've felt strongly that as communities, we need to support the arts in our everyday, you know, lives. And it's tough and in a difficult economy for people to think about the arts side of it. But you can support arts by attending events like Coachella, by going to your local theater, and I don't mean the movie theater, although that is good too, but if you have stage productions, if someone has organized even just something that comes to town for a short run, buy a ticket, go to those shows, and show your support. Because if people don't buy tickets, the arts won't continue. So you don't have to be someone who's writing huge checks, being a benefactor, going to fancy fundraisers, although those are kind of cool, and if you can do it, great. But the way that the average everyday person, like you and I, can support arts is to buy a ticket. So, you know, go to there's free weekly newspapers in every neighborhood, or your local town has websites and whatever. Find out what's playing. You may surprise yourself at there's some really reasonably priced shows out there. And what you'll stumble on is there could be someone who's bringing a show to town that you had no idea was happening, and you could have the time of your life, and it may actually lead you to something else. You meet some other people of like mind, like interest, and you have a good time along the way. So that's my message for today about the arts and entertainment, supporting them and getting out there and doing your part for this important aspect of society. In fact, I won't ramble too long on this, but if you look back in history, over major civilizations, that is, what you'll find is the civilizations who kept art in some way part of their culture and society, they actually had a more healthier balance of society, and they had people who were engaged and charitable and cared for each other, because it really does develop so much more beyond what we typically just learn in a classroom. So anyway, that's my spiel, my song and dance today about the arts and entertainment side of the world. Okay, now getting into that, incidentally, if you live here in the Palm Springs area or you come to visit Palm Springs, we have a number of places you can go to support the arts. So at the Palm Springs Art Museum, the Annenberg Theater is there. They have a roster of shows every season. The Palm Springs Follies are in downtown Palm Springs. There's the Palm Springs Theater, which is a very small community theater that you can also check out. There's also the McCallum Theater. I mean, these are all kinds of cool things out there, great shows that you can, literally every genre of music that you're interested in, you can catch, or arts and entertainment, you can catch at the McCallum Theater. And also, the Coachella Valley Repertory Group is also another one that you should check out. They're kind of emerging, and one of my listeners, I know he's very involved in it, and just a shout-out to Ron Salona, who's been really kind in staying in touch. So my point there, again, is wherever you live, find it. If you're in the Coachella Valley, support our local arts and entertainment groups, because they need your help and support. Okay, we're going to go move on now to today's topic about Miss Diane Carroll. Diane Carroll, who is she? Well, I blogged about Diane a few weeks back, I think it was in February, and I was very surprised, I was pleasantly surprised, about the number of emails I received. So I think it was sometime in early February, I just wrote a short post about Ms. Carroll's show that was coming to the Palm Springs area this week, and it's called Diane Carroll, The Lady, The Music, The Legend, and this event was produced by J&J Productions, or will be produced, some friends of mine, and I'm going to tell you a little bit more about it today. But the neat thing was I was surprised at the reception to my post about Diane Carroll. So it told me that there's a lot of people interested in her here. Diane Carroll was born in 1935. She's a New Yorker, and I think she started her interest, what piqued her interest in entertainment, was attending high school for the performing arts. I think it was LaGuardia High School in New York. And so she developed an interest in that from her early education and exposure. She has been a very fortunate woman in her career in that she's been a trailblazer. She has absolutely led the industry in providing opportunities for African-American women. And she has shattered some glass ceilings along the way. She had, I'll get into it a little bit more today, but if you look back at her career, what an amazing background that she has had. I was really surprised when I got into the details, when I was learning more about her background and her history. She was the first black actress to have to star in her own TV show, and that was back in 1968, a show called Julia on NBC TV. And it was a top-rated show. It went right to the top of the ratings, Nielsen ratings. In fact, Diane received an Emmy nomination for that her role in Julia. And she was another trailblazer in TV in 1984 when she was on Dynasty. She was the first black actress to have a starring role in an award-winning TV show. I mean, really, that just wasn't happening. Even in 1984, there were not plum roles for black actresses on television. She had that great role as Dominique Devereaux. She was a kind of a jet-setting woman. I think she was Blake Carrington's half-sister or cousin or something. John Forsythe, who played Blake Carrington, he just passed away recently. But what a great show that was, and what a great role. And again, that was yet another thing she did to sort of blaze a trail for African-American actresses. But she has continued to be on television. She's been on all kinds of programs, A Different World, Grey's Anatomy, Soul Food on Showtime, Strong Medicine on Lifetime. She played Whoopi Goldberg's mom on the show called Whoopi on NBC. But even aside from that, if that weren't enough, she's been on TV, she's been in film. Her Broadway career is amazing, and she had a role in Truman Capote's House of Flowers. And then from there, she went on to a Broadway show called No Strings, and she got a Tony Award for that. So, I mean, these are pretty impressive performances. She was on Broadway in Agnes of God, and then also that great role as Norma Desmond in Sunset Boulevard. So this is a person who has a tremendous career, and it's exciting to really follow her and all the things she's done. But it was back in, I think, 1954, she had kind of got her break with this role in Carmen Jones, and that really put her on the map, and that's when she started getting noticed for her incredible talents. So I'm really pleased to welcome a guest today. I have a guest caller who's going to be joining us. His name is Jeffrey Lane, and he is a friend of mine who I've met from some contacts, and I'm going to see if Jeffrey is here on the line. Jeffrey, are you with us?
I am with you. Good morning, Rick. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. Good morning. Jeffrey Lane, he is a Los Angeles resident, despite his accent. You are a local, aren't you, here? You are one of us, and you've been living here in L.A. for how long, Jeffrey?
I've been living in Los Angeles permanently for about 26 years.
Yeah, so...
And, of course, come out to the desert as often as I can.
And it's always great to have you here, Jeffrey. You are you're a wonderful person, great personality, and a great talent too. So, you work with a number of some really high profile artists, and you work closely with Diane Carroll as well. And I'm so pleased you were available to call in today to give us some behind the scenes tips about what's happening with Diane. I'm a huge fan of hers, and I appreciate.
Well, good. Well, we're preparing to come in today, so later on this afternoon we'll be arriving in the desert. And, of course, we're there for the show on Wednesday night, April 21st, at the Annenberg Theatre. I hope everyone's got their tickets. It's at 8 o'clock sharp. And it's going to be a great show, and we're looking forward to it. This all came about, actually, from your own local, Jim Casey, who's president and CEO of Integrated Wealth Management, who, as you know, he has offices in Palm Desert and Palm Springs.
Yes.
And runs one of the major wealth management companies in the country. And apart from that, he also has a production company. And so when Jim decided he'd like to present Diane in concert, we were thrilled about the idea. And this was a few months ago, and he and his producing partner, Kim Waltrip, are presenting the show. And, of course, funds from the evening will go to benefit the museum and the theater. And it's also being filmed as a PBS TV special, which will air in August. So It's very exciting, and it's going to be a great opportunity for people who have not seen Diane to see her live in her show, which is quite remarkable. And people who have seen her, they're going to see a brand new show, because this is a show that will debut at the Annenberg Theatre.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic. I'm very excited. I have my ticket. I can hardly wait to see the performance. There's been a lot of anticipation here, and I've personally been waiting with great anticipation to see what's different and what she's put together. I just want to back up for a minute. How long have you known Ms. Carroll? How long have you worked with her?
Well, I've been professionally associated with her for maybe 28 years. Originally, we met in England when she came over. I was working for an agency and was based in London at the time, and Diane came over to do some shows there, so we met there. And then, of course, when I came to live permanently in Los Angeles, I then started to represent her, and we've worked together for, as I say, 25, 26 years. I don't know, but it's in that region.
Wow.
So it's all through the Dynasty and the Sunset Boulevard and all of those things. I've been associated with her.
That's amazing. High points in her career. I mean, she's got a really long and successful career. It's amazing. She, as I was saying just before you called in, her career from film to television, Broadway, and stages and all kinds of nightclubs, she has probably one of the most broad backgrounds in entertainment as anyone. Do you have any idea, what does she seem to enjoy the most among all that?
You know, I think she enjoys what she's doing at that particular moment the best. You know, the morning after the show, on the 22nd, she's going to fly into New York because she guest stars in White Collar, which is a new series on the USA Network. So she's going in early the next morning because she's got to be on set the following day filming. So I think she enjoys whatever she's doing. But the interesting thing is there are very, very few performers today who can move from film, television, the recording studio, and live stage. And there are a handful of people who do this. I mean, people like Cher, Streisand, Bette Midler. I'm trying to think, there's just a handful of them left now. And of course, Diane is from an even earlier period, because she came into the business and received her success even earlier than they did. So there are very few. I mean, when you think of the young performers today, they're very limited in what they can do. They do one thing, and that's what they do. But the performers who went through the 50s and the 60s, they all seem to be able to do so much. And so Diane is equally at home working with a live theater as well as filming. I think probably she loves her live performance better than anything. If she had the choice, she really loves doing that, having the contact with her audience, and of course then you're in control, because she chooses the material she's going to perform, and really once she's on stage she is in control of that performance.
Yes, and I have had the pleasure of seeing her perform, and she is remarkable on stage. I mean, the room, you could hear a pin drop because everyone's focused on her.
Yeah, well, you know, she's an extremely gifted and talented performer. You know, her career goes back a long time, from Broadway, receiving a Tony Award, receiving a Golden Globe Award. She's been nominated for an Oscar, and she's been nominated for a Grammy. So the show is pretty exciting, and I think people are going to be in for a big surprise. You know, she's backed by 28 musicians on stage, so it's going to be a really big band sound. The material is terrific. It ranges from Alan and Marilyn Bergman to Peter Allen to Richard Rodgers to Harold Arlen. So it's an extreme interesting medley of different kinds of material. Of course, she sings As If We Never Said Goodbye from Sunset Boulevard.
Yes.
So it's a wonderful show. It's been staged beautifully. Jason Altieri, who is a local of Palm Springs too, has actually supervised the staging of the performance, which is going to look very lovely. Bob Mackie has designed two outfits for her, so she's going to be in lovely Bob Mackie outfits. And it's going to be a special evening, I think, for a sophisticated audience who really want to hear great songs where you can hear the lyrics and each song has a story and it has something to say. Plus the fact, in between singing the songs, she reminisces a little bit with the audience about some of the highlights and lowlights of her life and career, which makes it also very interesting.
I'm looking forward to that. You know, when she was, many people know Ms. Carroll from her very highly visible role on Dynasty back in the 80s. And I mentioned earlier that she was the first African-American actress to be on that high visibility show with such a great starring role. Dominique Devereaux was a great character. Did she enjoy playing that role? What were her thoughts on that?
She loved it. You know how she got that role? It was very interesting. Barbara Streisand was nominated for Yentl for the best song, amongst other things that she was nominated for. And at that time, at the Golden Globes and at the Oscars, when you were nominated for the best song, you performed the song. That was part of the show. And at that stage, Barbara Streisand was not happy performing live on stage, and so she called Diane, who's a friend of hers, they've known each other for many, many years, and she asked Diane if she would sing the song that was nominated, and Diane said she would, and Diane had just come out of doing Agnes of God on Broadway, so she thought, yeah, that would be fun to perform live get back doing that. And so Diane performed at the Golden Globes, and Dynasty had been on air for a few seasons, and Aaron Spelling and all the cast were all sitting watching Diane. And after the show, Aaron approached Diane and said that he felt that there was definitely a place for her to be in the show. And so they really, at that night, having seen her perform, they created the role, which then became Dominique Devereaux. And I think Diane said she wanted to do the show and be part of it. She just wanted to play a tough, wealthy woman who behaved like a man. She wanted all the power that a man would have in that situation. And so that's what they did for her. They created that role of Dominique Devereaux, and I think she came up with the name. And it was a huge success, as you know. And the show still plays in various countries all around the world. It's still in syndication.
Oh, yes. It was a marvelously successful show. And she really did get a huge very broad fan base from that. You know, not everyone necessarily goes to Broadway and such, and so if you hadn't heard of her, you certainly heard of her after you saw Dynasty, because that was
grateful. Because, you know, Diane's career has been so diverse that it's not as if she's focused just on television. So a lot of performers who are just seen on television, they come into your homes every single week and you get to know them. Diane has gone from doing seasons on television, as I say, to going to the Broadway stage, to appearing in Las Vegas, to being in the recording studio. So her career has been so diverse that it's interesting for her to pop up and do other things. And now she's in the USA Network White Collar, which is an interesting series. And she's doing that, as well as doing her concerts all around the country. But the concert that she's doing at the Annenberg Theatre on Wednesday the 21st, that will be the first of a new show that she'll be taking around in her concert tour. So the Palm Springs audience are seeing it first for the first time.
Oh, a little bit of an exclusive preview, Ben. How exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. You're going to be seeing it for the first time. There are some songs that she hasn't done before that she's going to be doing. So it's going to be great. It really is going to be terrific. And Pat Rizzo, who is also a local of the desert, is conducting the orchestra. And the interesting thing is Diane does a Sinatra medley in the middle of the show. And in fact, Pat Rizzo worked with Sinatra for many, many years. So you've got that connection too. And Diane and Pat Rizzo met for the first time when she performed at the Desert AIDS Project.
Two years
ago.
That's right, the Steve Chase Humanitarian Awards, I recall.
Exactly, and that's when she became involved with that event and has continued, you know, last year she, or rather, was it this year? Yeah, this year she attended as a guest.
Yes.
And hopefully every year when she's available and free on that date, she will come into the desert to be at the event.
Well, yes, in fact, she has really made a number of appearances here in the Palm Springs area. Does she enjoy coming here? Does her history actually, you mentioned some connection to Frank Sinatra as well. Did she ever come out when he was here? I mean,
What's her connection? I mean, whenever she's, like most performers, you go where the work is. So
yeah.
You have to be in strange parts just because that's where the job takes you to. But in fact, about 3 weeks ago, we went into the desert. Diane has a very good friend who lives in Palm Desert, and we went in, and there was a little dinner, and it was lovely. She loves being in the desert, absolutely. Who doesn't? It's such a great place to be.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
And it's amazing. And, you know, I learned something which I didn't know. You probably all know this, that apparently the reason why Palm Springs became so popular with the entertainment industry is that in the days of the studio contracts, the stars were not allowed to travel further than 99 miles without getting permission from the studio. So
yes.
If you wanted to travel too far, they had to give their okay if you could leave or not. And I guess Palm Springs is about 99 miles away from L.A.
Yes.
So people could come and go as they liked without having to get permission to leave the city. And so that's why I only learned that a few weeks ago, which I think is very interesting.
Yes, yes, it is. It is.
So we do not have to get permission to come in tonight. We can come in without anyone's permission to come into the desert.
Well, thank goodness the days of the studio bosses, those days are gone. But you're right, it is a wonderful destination. And today there are a number of high-profile and talented performers who still live here
yes.
and come here quite
yeah.
regularly. Fantastic. So this sounds like it's a performance of a lifetime for people who are fans of Diane Carroll, and she'll be taking it on the road. Are there other dates that have been scheduled yet for this, or that's still kind of pending at this moment?
They're pending, and in fact, this particular show, we're waiting to hear exactly what the dates are going to be, but we'll let you know in good time, absolutely. But, you know, Jim Casey is going to be presenting a series of shows at the Annenberg Theatre. And so later in this year, he's going to be presenting another iconic performer, and we'll let you know in good time. And he plans to do a series of legendary performers performing at the Annenberg Theatre, because it's such a beautiful theatre.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. I mean, there's an intimacy there, and it's just the sound system and everything, and the people who work there are really quite wonderful. So he's bringing in a series of probably three or four performers, and it will be a series of concerts that will be filmed, and then people afterwards will be able to buy the DVDs or the CDs, and there'll be shows live from the Annenberg Theatre. So Jim, together with Kim Waltrip, will be producing these. So it's really going to be very exciting. He wants to turn the Annenberg into almost like when you go to London, you've heard of the Palladium, or you go
yeah.
to New York and you talk about Carnegie Hall. When
yeah.
people come into the desert, the Annenberg will spring to mind. And so it's very interesting what his plans are.
Yes. Well, and for folks listening, stay tuned to future events. You can go to online, psmuseum.org is where you can find the information about the Annenberg Theater. The Palm Springs Museum houses the Annenberg. So stay tuned there for future events. But this, now getting back to this Wednesday's performance with Diane,
yeah.
now you mentioned earlier that this has a connection to PBS, and I had read that as well, that I guess this will be part of their fundraising event in the fall,
yes.
is that right?
Yes, this particular show, which Jim Casey is producing on Wednesday, is going to be aired on PBS starting in August of this year,
yeah.
and it'll be part of the Pledge fundraising drive.
Yes.
And these concerts, as you know, they run over a period of time and they repeat them, but it will debut in August, and they'll probably catch some of the audience going in on the film. So if any of the locals are arriving in good time, they'll see themselves on camera. And it'll be rather nice.
Well, I'll be sure to wear my Sunday best then on Wednesday
Please,
night.
Please, dress up, look clean, make sure you look presentable. You could be on camera arriving at the theater, and that would be very, very nice.
Well, that's good to know. So fans who fans of Diane can certainly, if they're not here for the show this Wednesday, they can buy the DVD when they through PBS, I would guess, when they have their fundraiser in August. Or they should really stay tuned, I guess, to Diane's website to find out about a potential tour schedule.
Yes, absolutely. Now,
and her website is at dianecarroll.net, is that right?
Correct.
Yes, and for folks listening, dianecarroll.net, dianecarroll.net. Or you can just Google it and it'll come right up. So Diane's had this amazing career. Is there a role you can say or think that she's most proud of throughout her entire career?
I really don't know. I know that she loved doing Sunset Boulevard because she related very much to that role, and she loved playing that part. And in fact, the critics, you know, very many actresses played that role, and the critics actually said that she was the ultimate Norma Desmond. And the interesting thing was all of the actresses who played Norma Desmond on stage were all very short. They were all kind of, Diane is tall. And it was very interesting because I always felt, having seen a lot of the other Norma Desmonds who were also terrific play, Diane was the only one who really could carry off those costumes. And I guess that has a lot to do with working in Vegas and working with all those kind of costumes, that she wasn't overwhelmed by the costumes, as a couple of the actresses who I saw who played Norma Desmond seemed lost in the clothes. I know she loved doing that. I think Dynasty, obviously, she loved doing that.
Yes.
Julia was very important because it was the breakout show, the first black actress to have her own television show. I think obviously, Claudine, because it was a role that everyone said she could not do. They thought she was too glamorous to, you know, to take off the makeup and play somebody on welfare. And, of course, she was nominated for an Academy Award as Best Actress. So I think that was a major high. And I guess winning the Tony, I think everything she's done has been so interesting that that it's all been a highlight. I think it's a highlight at the moment. And I think that's the way she approaches everything. She's very, very excited about coming in to Palm Springs tonight. I spoke to her yesterday, and she was preparing and getting all of her stuff together. And she's very, very excited. She loves the Annenberg Theatre, which she's not performed at before, but obviously has visited to see what it's all about.
Yes.
So she's really looking forward to this show. And it's an important show because, you know, we don't know when she's next going to be filmed in concert. It's been a while since she's been seen performing on television. And those shows don't happen anymore. I mean, Diane has performed with Judy Garland, with Frank Sinatra, with Sammy Davis, with Johnny Mathis, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But those shows don't exist anymore on television.
Yeah.
So the young people have not seen these kind of performers. I mean, they're used to watching a Britney Spears or somebody do what they do with a million technicians. But to see a performer come on stage with a huge orchestra, no gimmicks, just to do great songs and perform the sort of show she does, it's not seen too often. And so it will be historical in the sense that there are so few of those performers left to do that anymore, that it's really going to be a special night. So we're all very excited about it, and I can't wait for Wednesday night to see the show.
Yes, well, thank you. Are there any other special surprises or anything, any inside sneak peek things you can mention? You did say there's a Bob Mackie design outfit.
Yeah, well, if they were surprises, and I tell you, they wouldn't be surprises. But it's not that kind of a show. I mean, it's not a Vegas type backed by, you know, special effects and all that. It's a very sophisticated, very, very glamorous, wonderful musical night experience. And I think people who come will be very, very excited about the whole thing. And as I said to Diane, the really exciting thing is when it's all finished and edited and so on, she will get a chance to see what she does sitting from the audience, because obviously she's never seen that.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting when it's all filmed that she can sit back and see her own show as a spectator.
Well, it's It's going to be a show that will be one for the history books, and it'll be lots of fun. I recently had a chance to read her memoir from about a year or two ago. The Legs Are the Last to Go. It was a great read. I think it's still you can easily find that online. And if anyone hasn't read it, I would recommend checking out her book.
You know, there are going to be a limited supply of books at the theater. So the people who come in, if they want to buy the books, they can buy the books. There's I don't know how many. I know it's a limited supply. But there will be some books on sale at the theater.
Fantastic. Yeah. Anything else you'd like to mention or plug for Diane? Anything else coming up? So it seems like she's got a pretty full roster at the moment. Perhaps we'd suggest people go to her website to stay tuned.
Yeah, no, just come along and look out for us all on Wednesday, and I think you'll all have a great time. It's an exciting show. It's a special show. And as I say, there's nobody else who does what she does. And so you'll get your money's worth. Come and see the show. You'll enjoy it.
Well, excellent. Jeffrey Lane, I can't thank you enough for being our guest today. Looking forward to seeing you at the Annenberg Theater this Wednesday here in Palm Springs. And do send my regards to Diane. Look forward to seeing her on Wednesday.
Well, you'll see her afterwards. She's coming afterwards. There's a little reception, I think, for some of the people who have bought certain tickets. I don't know what they are.
Yes.
I think if you buy $100, you come to the little after party. So you'll get a chance to tell her yourself.
Well, I will do that. And a little post today on my blog about Diane at rickrockhill.blogspot.com if you want to read a little bit more about Diane. And again, dianecarroll.net. Jeffrey Lane, thank you so much for calling in today, and have a great trip out to the desert.
My pleasure. See you on Wednesday.
Yes, thanks so much.
All the best. Bye.
Bye-bye now. Well, that was Jeffrey Lane, who is a public relations expert, and he has worked with Diane, as he mentioned, for 28 years. He is a really sharp fellow, so I hope you enjoyed hearing those inside background pieces about Diane. Wow, what an amazing collection of other people she's worked with. To be honest with you, I didn't actually know all that. So I'll have to really do a little bit more research on her, some of the things that she's actually co-starred in, and some of those great variety shows back in the 70s and 80s, even that. So that's pretty cool stuff. So I do want to just mention a few things before we wrap up today's show about Diane. That if you are someone who enjoys Broadway, you can find some pretty cool stuff. In fact, Jeffrey mentioned Diane's 1974 Academy Award for Claudine, but she, her other film roles like Carmen Jones, Paris Blues, Porgy and Bess, I mean, these are things that translated onto screen very nicely. Hurry Sundown. Also, I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, and also Eve's Bayou. Those were some great roles that she had, and many of those were things that led to her amazing Broadway career as well. So she, I think, what really impresses me the most about Diane is this diversity that she has, and Jeffrey did mention it, the fact that she's able to go back and forth between film, television, Broadway, stage, you know, vocal productions, being in Vegas or whatever, that's an amazing versatility, amazing talent, and it's almost like those roles fueled her creativity. It's as if she found new energy and inspiration for some really compelling performances. And there are some roles that are really amazing. That role of Norma Desmond on Sunset Boulevard is one you just can't beat. It's quite a role. So I guess what I would just say is that if you are a fan of Broadway, if you're a fan of good, you know, standards and wonderful show tunes, you can really find a lot to work with here with Diane. And you can find certainly things on YouTube just for a quick listen. But if you go to Diane's website, dianecarroll.net, there is her list of her film credits. You can find all that stuff there and the links to purchase some of these things. You can find them on the Internet. It tells you if they're available on DVD, when they were released. And that's very handy. It's a nice collection of things to find out more about Diane Carroll. There is also on her website a list of when she's scheduled to be on TV. So there's a whole roster of things in the month of April. They keep this website updated pretty nicely. So I would tell you that this is not like some sites where they go out of date quickly. Also, she does have on her website, she has on her little store section, there's CDs, her book, some autographed photos, whatever you're looking for, or if you have a friend who's a fan, it'll be a nice treat for somebody about Diane Carroll. She is a living legend, and I hope that you, there's a limited number of people who can get to see the show here in Palm Springs at the Annenberg Theater this Wednesday, but I do hope that you would consider checking out when she's on PBS, or when PBS runs their fundraiser this fall. Please support your local PBS station. Please, when they have the Diane Carroll DVD for sale, make your donation to PBS. Help support the arts. Help support the PBS station so they can continue with great broadcasting. And show your support for Diane Carroll. So that is today's show. I hope that you enjoyed the insights here about Diane. And, you know, we started off talking about Coachella Music Festival and how important music is and arts is to our society. And, wow, what a story with Diane. So I hope that you enjoyed that. Just want to give you a preview of some things coming up in the coming weeks. I want to take things in a different turn next week on the Palm Springs Savant and Company. I will be broadcasting live from Sonoma, California. We'll be visiting both Napa and Sonoma, the wine country. And so next week's show will be about wine tasting and the things you need to know about to taste and enjoy wine. I have a very special guest, winemaker from Ledson Winery, assistant winemaker Jerry Padilla will be calling in next Sunday and joining us. So you can listen in about that. The week after that, we'll be talking about organic pet foods and pet nutrition. I have a very special guest calling in for that. And then from that, I have some really cool news. I will be broadcasting live from London, England. And then the week after that, I will be broadcasting live from Nuremberg, Germany. So we'll have a little bit of influence from Europe. Hopefully the volcano there will calm down and I'll be able to fly over. And then just looking further out, I do want to mention that toward the end of May, I will be having a hip-hop rap artist, Vital MC, will be on my show. And I'm really excited about welcoming him on. He is an emerging hip-hop artist who I've recently come to appreciate his music, and I'm excited about the show he'll be joining us. I'm going to be meeting with him in a couple of weeks here in Palm Springs, but just kind of getting ready for the show when he joins us. So here at the Palm Springs Savant and Company, I'm trying to keep things diverse and stimulating, but we are focused on arts, entertainment, and just kind of enjoying life. So whether it's a glass of wine or a box of chocolates or listening to your favorite music, you can find it all here on Blog Talk Radio. That's it for this week. I'm Rick Rockhill, your host. You've been listening to the Palm Springs Savant and Company. Thank you for listening. You can learn more at my blog, rickrockhill.blogspot.com. Feel free to send me a message. You can find me on Twitter. It's just one word, Rick Rockhill. Please feel free to tweet at me, or you can send me an email at rickrockhill.msn.com. Again, please join my blog and check it out. Check out the article about Diane Carroll today, and let me know if you have any special requests for future shows. Be more than happy to try to accommodate them. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great week.